Well, Lisa and I had the pleasure earlier this week of welcoming Governor of Puerto Rico on this show, Ricardo Rosselló. And he made the point very strenuously that Puerto Rico will get all of the aid that it is due by the federal government, despite some concerns that President Trump may appropriate some of that money for the border along the southern border. To get a sense of what is going on in Puerto Rico as it relates to coming out of that bankruptcy and all the bonds that are being restructured and the aid that is promised, let's bring on our good friend Joe Mysak. Joe's the editor of Bloomberg Brief, the municipal market from Bloomberg News. He joins us in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker studio in New York. So, Joe, what is a bond market view, or how does a bond market view the current state of what is happening in Puerto Rico as it relates to the bankruptcy and kind of where we are in that whole process?
Well, we just had the judge, Laura Taylor Swain, approve the COFINA bond restructuring. And these are the sales tax revenue-backed bonds, and there's about $17 billion of them. And the senior holders will get 93 cents on the dollar, which, when we first started going down this road, the restructuring road, if you will, some people said, look, you're going to have a pristine credit out there. You can't impair all the bonds. Well, I'll tell you something. 93 cents on the dollar, that's pristine in this market, because you're talking about, on the general obligations, doing away with $6 billion of those. That's the current state of things. So it looks like the COFINA sales tax bond buyers, they're doing very well. Excuse me, 93 cents on the dollar? Terrific.
Okay, so then that raises a question. What does that mean about other bondholders, particularly, for example, the holders of Puerto Rico's general obligation debt?
Man, that, they're trying to repudiate $6 billion. Because they're saying...
Who's they?
Well, the Federal Oversight Board, believe it or not.
The Federal Oversight Board is trying to repudiate.
Yeah.
You
have the federal government saying, or representatives of the federal government saying, these general obligation bonds, they were invalidly issued because you were rubbing up against the debt limit.
So, interesting enough, just to put this into perspective, why this matters, Puerto Rico has more than $70 billion of debt. They've been trying to restructure the debt. Yes, you are getting some kind of bankruptcy agreement on the COFINA debt. The general obligation debt, however, prices are dropping. And so far this year, they have declined, or since the end of last year, they've declined from about 60 cents in the dollar to 46 cents in the dollar, Paul. So, really, you're seeing sort of the tale of two cities here.
Yeah, that dichotomy. And I think the general obligation bonds reflects, I think, investors' concern that does this island have the capability from the governance all the way down to financials to really turn itself around on a long-term basis. So, Joe, what is the overall view, of the bond market towards Puerto? What has to happen on Puerto Rico for this to be a viable credit story?
Well, you have to have the economy stage a comeback. You probably have to have help from the Congress in terms of some maybe tax help, which is why they had the pharmaceutical industry move in, more than decades ago. But the funny thing is, it's not funny, it's tragic. We're talking about GO bonds here next after the COFINAs. And if this had been done on the mainland and had been held by mom-and-pop investors, there would be an outcry. But because this is Puerto Rico, which has always been considered sort of in the market but not of it, it's as though nothing's going on. Nothing's happening.
Well, Joe, that's what I'm fearing here. I don't think there's anything structurally – I don't think there's a political will for anything structurally to happen to – get Puerto Rico back on sound
financial
footing.
Well, you have the governor here, right? What did he say?
Well, he just said, he was just simply talking about the aid. That's the first order of business for the hurricane. And then there are so many longer-term structural issues after that.
Although he was saying that the management is good and that their economy is doing better than many people think and that their business is coming back. Is that realistic?
Well, you really have to think that Puerto Rico can do – much better on the tourism front than they had. Remember, they had not emphasize that segment of the economy.
Although they've had crime go up. That's kind of a headwind there, no?
Pardon me?
The crime has gone up. The crime rate has gone up in Puerto Rico. Well, so that makes it difficult to lure tourists, no?
But though, you know, you'll get beyond that. They'll get beyond that. So if they beef up their tourist industry, that's going to be a good help. But, you know, it's a Sisyphean task almost for Puerto Rico.
Yeah, and every single level. And another question that I have is, if they do need to return to capital markets, will they be open?
Well, they do have the pristine credit. They will sell more sales tax revenue-backed bonds, no doubt.
And just none of the other types.
That's
not going to happen. Joe Mysak, we will continue to dig into Puerto Rico and all things municipal debt with you in the upcoming weeks. Joe Mysak, editor for the Bloomberg Brief, focused on the municipal bond market for us here at Bloomberg News. Definitely a big story this week when you have a bankruptcy judge actually signing off on restructuring of a good chunk of Puerto Rico's debt, just about, you know, $50 billion more to go.